Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Happy New Year. Happy 2013. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. And as I always say, I am so honored to have this opportunity to connect with you this evening. My name is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am the host and creator of the show Higher Consciousness. And I always give background information for the new listeners. Currently, I teach psychology at colleges, and I have a private counseling practice, and I am a certified Reiki master and energy medicine practitioner, certified metaphysician. In addition to that, I am an author, a life coach, and I am an aromatherapist, and I live in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area. More specifically, Stone Mountain, Georgia. And the reason for my developing this show is I wanted to have a forum for discussions about metaphysics, spirituality, holistic psychotherapy, holistic health, holistic nutrition, and I wanted to have discussions also about divine relationships and the law of attraction, divine prosperity, and universal laws. And on some of my shows, we will have guests to talk about these topics like we will tonight. Higher Consciousness is now a two-hour show that will allow listeners to delve into topics at a higher vibrational level. The only ground rule is that everyone gives respect when expressing opinions. And this rule automatically raises your vibrational level so that you can receive respect as well. And tonight's topic is universal love is the answer. And my very special guest is Ms. Sherry Tucker Brown. And most of you have heard Sherry on a few of our calls in the past. She is a very dear friend of mine. And I wanted her to tonight not just be a caller, but to be a guest and to share her wonderful levels of expertise with you, the listening audience. So she would join us at 7:30 this evening. If you want to join in the discussion, please call 1-818-572-8023. And press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023, and press 1. And for those who want to use the internet, who may be on the telephone now, you can type in http://tobtr.com/s/4190029. Again, the internet link is http://tobtr.com/s/4190029. 419-0029. Internet users, if you want to participate on the call to ask Ms. Tucker Brown any questions, you still will have to call 818-572-8023 and press 1 to join the discussion. Only one caller at a time. Again, this is Higher Consciousness, and I am Professor Jamila Franklin. And my purpose for developing this show is to connect with you on a heart-to-heart and soul-to-soul level. This is not a show for intellectual debates. Instead, this show is dedicated to those who truly want to learn and grow spiritually and to heal. Last week, we discussed Electa's near-death experience, and we had 14 callers, and we had 16 listeners who listened via their computers. And since last week, we've had 581 downloads, which means over 581 people have downloaded last week's show. And they continue to download. So in another week, we will have close to 800 or over 800 people for that particular show. And as I always say, I am so very thankful to each of you. Since October 22nd, 2012, we have had 9,715 listens. Again, let me repeat that. We've had 9,715 listens, which includes the live calls as well. And this is only in 2.5 months. And in my talking with other Blog Talk Radio hosts, they have said to me that this is incredible. So Higher Consciousness is really catching on due to you, the listeners, sharing the information with others, and I really appreciate it. Also, remember, if you can't join us live, go to the website, and you can hear all of the shows, which are archived. So for future reference, if you are not able to join us at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, then you can just always go to the website. Now, even though we may live a divine life, know who we are, and know about the I Am presence within us, we sometimes still experience fear, which causes us to remain in the matrix due to not understanding the law of attraction. And we talked about the Mayan prophecy 3 weeks ago with my wonderful guest, Kaya Aman. And as I stated last week, I know that I personally have experienced a wonderful shift in my consciousness and in my energy field and in my body since December 21st, which was the last day of the Mayan calendar. And some people mistakenly believe that just because the Mayan calendar ended on the 21st, that they would no longer experience any uncomfortable feelings within their bodies. And that isn't true. What it means now, you're in a different energetic frequency, which is what we're going to talk about tonight. And that frequency enables you to have things come to you with less effort, but you still are going to experience some energies. But the whole thing is now you don't have to work hard at transmuting or dismantling any of the things that you see in your illusion. Because now all you have to do is just remember that you're in a different frequency and just call on your God from within, and things will just disappear and float out of your existence with minimal effort. As I stated before, last week, Ms. Electa Abdel Aziz joined us to discuss her near-death experience. And we also had wonderful guests who called in to share their experiences. And the callers during the show remained on the line after the show to finish the discussion. And now this show was so electrifying. and so captivating, and people were just so interested in the topic that I decided to extend my show format from 1.5 hours to 2 hours. So I started on October 22nd of 2012 with an hour show, and then after two shows, the popularity increased so quickly that I had to extend it to 1.5 hours. And after last week's show, with the number of callers and interest and wonderful feedback that I received, I then decided to increase the show's format to 2 hours. So from this point on, beginning with the first show of the year, we would now have a show that's 2 hours in length. Okay, and this is our first show for 2013, our new year. And I trust that each of you had a wonderful holiday season. And this year, 2013, marks the beginning of a new world consciousness. The pervasive energy that is now on the planet is universal love, despite the appearances. So as I mentioned earlier, even though you may still see some discord and chaos and friction, the predominant energy on this planet now is universal love. So if you stay focused on universal love, everything in your life within will flow with minimal effort. After December 21st, 2012, the energy on the planet shifted. However, there are still those who are operating under the illusion of fear, which is an old paradigm and an old program, which is false evidence appearing real, greed, hate, confusion, discord, chaos, and the like. Even though these people are still operating under that old paradigm, the controlling energy now is universal love. Tonight's topic, and the full topic is universal love is the answer. And Ms. Sherry Tucker Brown, our speaker, as I stated before, would join us at 7:30. And if you want to join in the discussion after she gives us her perspective, the number is 1-818-572-8023, and you press 1. Now, before Sherry joins us, I would like to make the distinction between universal love and human love. Sometimes people get these two confused. Human love is judgmental and conditional. If you don't do what someone wants, then the other person will withdraw or withhold his or her love from you. With human love, you have to act, talk, walk, behave, and love according to the expectations and the demands of the giver. You, the receiver, will be held hostage. And the giver's love is based on what he or she receives in return for giving you the love. And the giver is seldom pleased for long. After you, as the receiver, submits to the giver's desires or to the demands or to the pleas, then the giver presents a new set of desires and demands and pleas. So the cycle is never ending. It's continuous. And as a result, the receiver continues to give, hoping that one day he or she can fulfill or meet the demands from the giver, and with the ultimate hope that both the giver and the receiver will end up happy. Unfortunately, this never happens. So what happens? The giver keeps demanding, and the receiver keeps submitting to the demands to get the temporary rush and high feeling of human love. And this love is conditional. Now, can you receive universal love in a relationship? Of course you can. Most definitely. Most definitely. And some of us have had the wonderful opportunity to have received unconditional love on the third dimension. This love is expressed when the giver of the love asks nothing from you. The giver accepts you as you are and supports and loves you completely. And this is the love that babies and usually children give their parents or primary caregivers. This is the love that animals bestow upon their owners. This is the love that persons in healthy, high vibrational relationships express towards one another. And no one has to express a demand. No one has to plea. Or no one has to give ultimatums, because this love is so complete that the other person intuitively knows how to honor you. Okay? This love is just so complete. It's so wonderful. You feel it in every essence of your body, every cell in your body vibrates with this. It's not the conditional human love. It's coming from the Most High, from God, from Jehovah, and from the Creator. A complete acceptance is always there. And this is, as I said before, this is the universal love that flows from God, that flows from Jehovah, that flows from Allah, that flows from the Creator of the universe to everything on the planet. And some people are able to see auras around people or around objects or around things. I can see auras. That's the energetic field around people or animals or things. I can see auras sometimes, not all the time, but I can see them. And if we allow that love, that universal love that comes from within our hearts to flow without judgment to everything around us, you know what happens? Our lives become magical. And we can allow this to happen because that's what babies do. They love unconditionally. And then the outcome of your allowing that love from within you, from above you, to just flow without you're trying to withhold or censor it or define it, and you just let it flow. Your health automatically improves. Your finances automatically improve. Your relationships flow effortlessly, and they flow with joy and excitement and enthusiasm. You just feel excited about life. And so the place to begin before we love outside, and that's what I talked about in my very, very first show, Who Are You?, is to love you. And to allow that love from the Most High God to flow through you. And to love yourselves with all of your heart, body, soul, and mind. And to love yourself so unconditionally. Now what I would like to do is share a prayer with you, my listening audience. And this prayer is by Don Miguel Ruiz, and he's a shaman, and he's the author of the Four Agreements. And this is his prayer that I'm going to share with you before we bring on our wonderful guest this evening at 7:30. Today, Creator of the Universe, we ask that you help us to accept ourselves just the way we are, without judgment. help us to accept our mind the way it is, with all our emotions, our hopes and dreams, our personality, our unique way of being. Help us to accept our body just the way it is, with all its beauty and perfection. Let the love for ourselves be so strong that we never again reject ourselves or sabotage our happiness, freedom, and love. From now on, let every action, every reaction, every thought, every emotion be based on love. Help us, Creator, to increase our self-love until the entire dream of our life is transformed from fear and drama to love and you. Let the power of our self-love be strong enough to break all the lies we were programmed to believe. All the lies that tell us we are not good enough or strong enough or intelligent enough, that we cannot make it. Let the power of our self-love be so strong that we no longer need to live our life according to other people's opinions. Let us trust ourselves completely to make the choices we must make. With our self-love, we are no longer afraid to face any responsibility in our life or face any problems and resolve them as they arise. Whatever we want to accomplish, let it be done with the power of our self-love. Starting today, help us to love ourselves so much that we never set up any circumstances that go against us. We can live our life being ourselves and not pretending to be someone else just to be accepted by other people. We no longer need other people to accept us or tell us how good we are, because we know what we are. With the power of our self-love, let us enjoy what we see every time we look in the mirror. Let there be a big smile on our face that enhances our inner and outer beauty. Help us to feel such intense self-love that we always enjoy our own presence. Let us love ourselves without judgment, because when we judge, we carry blame and guilt. We have the need for punishment, and we lose the perspective of your love, Universal One. Strengthen our will to forgive ourselves in this moment. Clean our minds of emotional poison and self-judgments so we can live in complete peace and love. Let our self-love be the power that changes the dream of our life. With this new power in our hearts, the power of self-love, let us transform every relationship we have, beginning with the relationship we have with ourselves. Help us to be free of any conflict with others. Let us be happy to share our time with our loved ones and to forgive them for any injustice we feel in our mind. Help us to love ourselves so much that we forgive anyone who has ever hurt us in our life. Give us the courage to love our family and friends unconditionally and to change our relationships in the most positive and loving way. Help us to create new channels of communication in our relationships so there is no war of control. There's no winner or loser. Together, let us work as a team for love, for joy, for harmony. Let our relationship with our family and friends be based on respect and joy, so we no longer have the need to tell them how to think or how to be. Let our romantic relationship be the most wonderful relationship. Let us feel joy every time we share ourselves with our partner. Help us to accept others just the way they are, without judgment, because when we reject them, we reject ourselves. When we reject ourselves, we reject you, Allah, Jehovah, God, Creator of the universe. Today, this evening, is a new beginning. Help us to start our life over, beginning today, this evening, and in this moment, with the power of self-love. Help us to enjoy our life, to enjoy our relationships, to explore life, to take risks, to be alive, and to no longer live in fear of love. Let us open our heart to the love that is our birthright. Help us to become masters of gratitude, generosity, and love, so that we can enjoy all of your creations forever and ever. Amen. For those of you who just tuned in, you've heard me read this wonderful prayer by Don Miguel Ruiz, the author of The Four Agreements. And I am Professor Jamila Franklin, and tonight's topic is universal love is the answer, because it truly is the answer. And we're beginning this wonderful new year, 2013, with the new vibration, one of divine love, which will give you everything that your heart desires. And this is a wonderful time because the The energy on the planet, as I stated before, has changed. So we're sliding right into that energy. And we're claiming our birthright. And we're transforming our lives. And we are now claiming and accepting and allowing what is ours, which is divine peace and happiness, by implementing and using the powerful energy of universal love. After this brief commercial break, we would then bring in our guest for the evening.
This is Professor Jamila Franklin, CEO and President of Oyende Enterprises, a holistic wellness company. We provide dynamic certified Reiki and energy medicine classes and trainings, certified aromatherapy courses, metaphysics courses, life coaching sessions, and private holistic counseling sessions. For more information, call 770-808-8051 or go to our website at www.oyendeenterprises.com. That is spelled OYINDEENTERPRISES.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome back. This is Professor Jamila Franklin, and tonight's topic is Universal Love is the Answer. The program is Higher Consciousness, and our wonderful guest this evening is Ms. Sherry Tucker Brown, who is the founder and principal of the Tucker Brown Group, which is based in Boone, Massachusetts. And without further delay, I am going to invite our wonderful guest on this evening so she can share with us her information about using these principles with her organization or with her consulting group, because she does a lot of wonderful things. And she's been able to incorporate this philosophy within all of her business ventures. And I know Sherry very well, and I know how wonderful and how giving and forgiving she is, and I have seen this work so wonderfully well within her life, and I just wanted her to share her philosophy with you, the listening audience, because sometimes people think that they have to emulate the masculine and the aggressive models that we've seen people in business do in the past. And by the way, those models now are on their way out. As of December 21st, 2012, you now see Walmart, and as I've mentioned before, Donald Trump and some other so-called heavy hitters now bite the dust, because people are no longer interested in that Shark Tank mentality. There is even a TV show called The Shark Tank, which to me is really interesting, because the people on the show take pride and pleasure in destroying people and taking their businesses, gobbling them up, which is very unfortunate. So the winds have changed, and people are no longer using that premise to promote their business and to go to the next level. And Sherry has always incorporated love within her business. So welcome, Sherry. How are you this evening?
I'm doing really well. I enjoyed the first half hour very much. And can before I start, I'd just like to say here, except for one person on the Shark Tank, and that's Barbara Corcoran of Corcoran Real Estate. Barbara is, I mean, she's always very nice. And
she is.
Not like
when I've looked at the show, I watched the show maybe three times, and I said, I didn't have the stomach to watch it.
Yeah, she wants to go with a business, she's really very nice, and her business has been very successful in New York City as a real estate company. She's now spread from Manhattan into other boroughs. But Jamila, again, thank you very much for having me as your guest tonight.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
When you ask
so why don't
that
you give
I
us
be...
the...
Go ahead.
No, I was just wanting you to share with the listening audience all the information about your wonderful company and how you have used this philosophy since the beginning. You may want to go into your background. You've shared a little of your background in past shows, but...
Okay, the Tucker Brown Group I started 14 years ago, and my son Malik Brown is my co-principal. Malik has his MBA. We work together, and it's interesting that you said that the female consciousness has now come in, because over the years I've been told over and over again that I wasn't aggressive or assertive, or I saw it as negative enough. And as I just said about Barbara Corcoran, I really don't think you need to be that way. And love and happiness, and I don't like mean. I hate mean, and I think mean is very negative. And we've done very well, the Tucker Brown Group. We are registered with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and people have found us off the what used to be the Samba list. Now it's Supplier Diversity Office list. Other folks have just called and asked if we could do some projects for them, and I know you've been ill, so hopefully you are feeling better tonight also, Jamila.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. And we do event and meeting planning. We do diversity training. We used to do, we used to do fundraising, and we used to be fundraisers. And instead, I've turned that around, and I now teach. For the last 5 years, I've taught a course on fundraising and development. It's time for the newer and younger generations to come in and take over in that area. Again, I'd like to thank you for having us on your show this evening. And when you asked what I'd like to talk about, the first thought was love.
Mm-hmm.
Again, incorporating it into my business and in my day-to-day life. And I've often thought about why are we here on earth and what are we here on earth to do? And the three things that keep coming to me, and I hope to, and I try to live by, I too am sometimes let the human creep in, but I do this as much as possible to stay on track. And that is number one, to love. Number two, to be of service to each other. And number three, to forgive. To love ourselves first and foremost so that we can love others. I believe so much disease is caused by not loving ourselves and because we see ourselves as separate from our source, which sometimes, as I said, can be difficult when we choose to focus outward instead of inward. To be of service to each other by helping each other along their pathways whenever we can, especially if and when they are willing to accept. Not everyone thinks they need assistance or are willing to accept the help, which is fine. They're on their own pathway. And to forgive. Okay, I must admit that I'm getting better at this. realizing that when I do not forgive another, I'm also harming myself.
Right.
Also to realize that they too are walking their pathway and are doing the best they can from their level of understanding of their true self.
Mm-hmm.
Also to know that I can choose who I want to stay with me on my pathway and who to let go, of course, always wishing them well.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, whenever I decide that I'm not helping them and they're not helping me and perhaps we shouldn't be on each other's pathway, the song that always comes to mind is I Wish You Love, and I know that's about someone singing, you know, to a lover that they're letting go, but I still think that we could say this also for friends or acquaintances, and that what always comes to mind is parts of the song that says, I wish you, I can't sing and I'm not going to sing it. I wish you bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing and then a kiss, but more than this, I wish you love. And in July, a lemonade to cool you in some leafy glade. I wish you health and more than wealth, I wish you love. Mm-hmm. That always comes to mind, and of course I do sing it when I'm by myself or in the shower. I guess we all sing in the shower.
Yeah, I do too. In the shower when I have no one listening. Yeah. I know.
Or with the water, we sound good.
Oh, we do. I give myself the impression that I sound like Anita Baker when I'm in the shower. Because I'm drowning out all those keys that are not
hitting
the notes
hitting.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm sounding like Anita Baker.
Well, she's also a great song stylist, so I can see that.
Yeah.
I've seen her in concert, and she's good. She's really good. I'd also like to recite a quote from the Bible, 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. And I took this quote especially from the New American Standard Bible. Love is patient, love is kind and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Love does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And you hit on this a little bit, Jamila, when you were talking about that with December 21st, we have actually moved into a new consciousness. And what was funny about that is, what is funny about that is, like in the 60s when the play Hair and the movie Hair came out, we were all singing The Age of Aquarius, and little did we know what we were singing at the time.
Right.
You know, the song, When the Moon is in the Seventh House and Jupiter aligns with Mars, did we know that this was going to happen?
Right.
Then peace will guide the planets and love will steer the stars. This is the dawning of the Age of Aquarius. Harmony and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding. No more falsehoods or derisions. Golden living dreams of visions, crystal revelation in the mind's true liberation. And, you know, now it has, I mean, I just got a chill. It has a lot more meaning than it did when I was singing it in the 60s when I thought I was a revolutionary. And again, amazingly, this is all what has begun when we on Earth. And when we on Earth fully begin to all fully understand that we are all light beings and universal love is our essence. I'd also like to mention other ways that we can individually share love, and that is through hugs.
Yes.
Yes, hugs are good for the heart, and the heart is being where we go to connect with our soul selves.
Right. And you know what's interesting about hugs is that when people give hugs, they've done some studies with this, during the 30s and 40s when children were placed in orphanages, they don't do it like that anymore, you should put them in foster homes, the babies would die because they will call them failure to thrive babies, and
right.
not because of any physiological problem, but because they hadn't had any human touch.
Correct. But also
they had not had anyone to hug them and to cuddle them and to snuggle up to them. So the human touch is so very important for our existence, for people to be well-adjusted and to be balanced. And when people, and my heart goes out to people who've had bad touch, who have been molested or violated, then they don't trust the touch anymore because they've been violated. But then that's cutting off a part of their essence. Because because I'm going to talk about this next week in terms of energy and Reiki, because I'm a Reiki master, and I know how important it is to have that connection, and everything is energy. Every single thing is energy. So the hug is representative of one of the highest forms of and expressions of love.
And if you really hug, if somebody really hugs you, you could feel the exchange of energy, which is really good and a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So what I say is, as folks say, an apple a day, I believe in at least a hug a day.
And you know what, Sharon?
And eight hugs are better.
That's true. And I tell people the first hug to do is to give it to yourself.
Oh,
because
absolutely.
There are people who
yeah.
say, oh, there's no one around. Just hugging yourself. Some people don't even know what their arms feel like. They've never taken the right hand and put it on the left arm and taken the left hand and put it on the right arm. So for those of you in the audience now, okay, I'm suggesting that you do that. I'm suggesting that you hug yourselves, that you put your arms around, your hands around your arms, and as Sherry has said, that hugs are so important. Give yourself a hug. See what it feels like. We are so wanting to experience someone else, and so you need to see how you feel. How you feel to someone else. So hug yourself. So now you can see the joy and the pleasure, why the person is receiving joy and pleasure, because he or she is experiencing your body warmth and how important you are. So giving that love to yourself by way of a hug, I think, would be very, very important.
Also, it's a way to say I love you to yourself.
Right.
I love you. And to love yourself first. And then the other thing is love letters. People always say, I've never gotten a love letter. Well, you know, write a love letter to yourself.
Right, right.
Say, tell yourself why you love yourself and so much and why you're so important in
right.
your world. You touched on this
important.
In the first half hour.
Mm-hmm. I think
like
that's so important.
Outside.
Mm-hmm. Because we're conditioned. And that's the old paradigm. That's 2012,
mm-hmm.
how we used to do things. And like people were saying at the end of the Mayan calendar, a lot of people were like, oh, see, here they go saying that the world is going to end. They didn't say that. They said the energy would change. So now you have a new world. It was the world as we knew it in terms of the energy did end. This is the new beginning. So let's seize the moment. Let's say, okay, wow, I can do things differently now. I can have a different outcome. So everything that happened before 2013 that was unpleasant, wipe it off the map. It doesn't exist anymore, except if you keep holding on to it. So now you have a choice. And universal love will help you dissolve all those aches. It will help you dissolve all those pains and all those unfortunate memories. It will take time because sometimes, you know, those memories go kicking and screaming. But they will leave. They will leave. And sure, I love what you said about writing the letters. I used to, and I think I mentioned this on one of my shows before, but I give myself surprise birthday parties. And my friends
nice.
Sometimes I hold. Yeah, oh yeah. I send out Evites. Oh yeah. And my friends, oh my gosh, here she goes. And they love it. They love it. I send out Evites to people. And I tell them, don't tell anyone. Don't tell me. You know, it's a surprise. And so I've done that twice and recently, and my friends just love it. Because you're right. Why wait for someone to give you, like Valentine's Day is coming up, a Valentine's Day card. Get your card yourself. And then when the other person gives you a card, that's the second card. You know, so you buy the card that you really, really like. So you now know you have that card as opposed to hoping and praying that that person will just know the card that you want. I think that's wonderful.
Nice. I just wanted to end with two things and with Mike right now before we ask folks to come in and join us this conversation. Love is metaphysically the preeminent transcendent uniting force in the universe, uniting all beings and creation together. Which in its highest earthly manifestation is the root life force, permeating and guiding all life towards life's greatest transcendental advancement, wholeness, and primacy. And then I'd also like to say something I got also today off the internet, out of the Almissary. With universal love, there is no personality. All aspects of love can coexist with the personality, and the identity can be maintained. Except in the presence of one particular aspect of love. This is called universal love, the Christ love, or divine love. When our beingness manifests as universal love, there is no personality. Is this love that spiritual teachers refer to when they say, as long as there is ego, there is no love. They are talking about universal love. And I often say this to you, Jamila, that my father used to always say to us, ego is the work of the devil, or what he was saying is ego is very negative. And I never knew what he was talking about except when you keep saying to me, ego is edging God out. Now I really
mm-hmm.
get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm open for a conversation.
Yeah, well, I see someone who's on the board, so I'm going to plug this person in.
Okay.
Okay. Greetings. Hi, welcome to Higher Consciousness. This is Professor Franklin and Sherry Tucker Brown. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good evening. Am I on?
Yes. Hi, how are you, Mrs.
Yes.
Francis? How are you?
Oh, dear. Very well, thank you. I was listening from the very beginning, and especially the beginning of Professor Franklin, and all through the guest speaker's message. It's been very, very inspiring just to hear the information and message from both of you. I'd like to contribute to universal love.
Please do.
As a grandmother, I think that's a very important type of love. To me, as a grandmother, it's very therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
And you give the hugs and you receive the hugs. And you just feel very useful and full of energy. And I'm sure if there are others who are listening, will, and if you're grandparents, so you don't really have to be grandparents to feel that you're receiving hugs and feeling therapeutic about receiving a feeling anyway.
That's very
so
true.
Just let me have you think about that. And if there are others who are listening, especially senior citizens, they might feel that they need more love. And some grandparents are living alone, and they need that kind of love and hugs and energy from their grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's very important.
Yeah, the youthful energy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the thing about children, especially babies, is that they love unconditionally. And you don't have to look a certain way, be a certain way. You don't have to do any of that. They just love, and they love from the essence of their
course.
Being. And they love mm-hmm. fully. And I'm so happy that you joined us, and very, very happy that you shared the perspective of
thank you. I'm sitting here enjoying every bit of it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So can you let our listening audience know where you're calling from, which state?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay. Wonderful.
Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And Sherry is.
And I will continue to listen.
Yeah.
I will continue to join in weekly, and because I think it's very inspiring, and it's very good to have something of this nature to look forward to, and just sit and watch, instead of just sitting watching television.
Thank you so much for joining in. Absolutely, this is wonderful. I'm in Massachusetts, so we're kind of close.
Yes. I enjoy places in Massachusetts too. We usually spend time at Martha's Vineyard, enjoying the beaches and other things, other activities. That we participate in.
Very nice.
So,
which town on the vineyard?
Martha's Vineyard, in the Old Bluff section.
Oh, in OB. Okay, nice. Okay.
Yes, right. Okay.
That's nice. So we have a commonality. Nice.
Oh, good. Very good. We usually go routinely. We've been doing that for quite a few years. And we have friends who live there, a couple of friends who live there all year round. and there are some who just go for the summer and not
right.
really
and
for the winter vacation.
And when you talk about energy, Martha's Vineyard has a really wonderful energy throughout the island. It's like when you're on the vineyard, you don't want to leave.
There's always something to do. That's true, very true.
Nice, mm-hmm. very nice. Thank you.
Thank you
for joining us.
Thank you.
And I also wanted to hit upon something else that you said, Jamila, earlier in the show, that we're making this shift. And I don't know if anyone else, you and I have spoken about it, but also that you can actually feel your energy
mm-hmm.
More so than I've been able to feel myself, more so than I have at other times. And I feel as though I'm in motion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, too, now with the energetic shift that's happened since the end of the Mayan calendar, because I now see things, and like I said, some people are not aware because they have not been, they have not known about the Mayan calendar and the prophecy and whatever. But for those of us who are familiar with that, I'm now looking at things that are happening, and I am seeing that it's taking less emotional energy for things to materialize in my life. You know, as long as I stay focused on what I want to happen and on the God within, and it's challenging because a lot of us thought, and I was one of those people who thought, okay, after December 21st, after the Mayan calendar ends, I knew that love was going to be on this planet and that the fear factor was dissolving and that the hate, even though it's dying slowly, that it wouldn't have the stronghold. But I was thinking, okay, you could then think things and it will happen almost instantaneously. That is not the reality. That's not what it is. But what it is that you don't have to stay focused on what you want for a long period of time, as long as you did before. As long as you stay focused on the love energy. And give you an example. In the past, if you had encountered a situation at work or in a relationship, well, everything is a relationship, but if it, in a business relationship, you know, sometimes we have bosses or supervisors, for those people who work outside of the home, that may not be the best and the highest and whatever, and people would pray and pray and pray that the boss got better or that the situation turned around, and it seemed like it would take a long period of time. It wouldn't happen, even though they were praying steadfastly. It just seemed as though it would take a period of time. It would eventually resolve itself. Either the person would be moved out of the job or the boss would move, but it would take sometimes a couple of years. What I'm seeing now for myself personally is that if I have a thought about something and I say focus on the love, and not the syrupy love, but the love within from my spirit and put love on the situation, I'm seeing the situation work itself out quickly. Not overnight for me.
Yeah, things are moving a lot faster. Yes.
Things are moving a lot faster. And like Abraham Hicks, and I talked about this before, everyone, Abraham Hicks is the philosophy that the movie, the DVD, The Secret was based on. Always stay focused mm-hmm. on the solution. And not on the problem, mm-hmm. because most people put their attention on the problem. Oh, I have a bad boss. Okay, what is the desired mm-hmm. outcome that you want? Do you want to have peace within the job? Do you want to be promoted? So stay focused on that, because if whatever we give our attention upon, particularly now, that's Sherry, something that I want us to explore too.
Yes.
And we stay focused on whatever it is, because that energy now is heightened. The love energy is there. The universe, God, Allah, Jehovah, whatever name we want to give the deity that exists outside of ourselves, is going to give it to us faster. So if we stay focused on the problem, you're going to get more of the problem faster, more so than in the past. If you stay focused on a positive solution, you would get that faster. So people who are saying, oh, things have gotten worse, yeah, because they have not shifted in their consciousness. in terms of saying focus on universal love, or they have given, they focus on the problem. You were going to share something?
Hello?
Yeah, were you going to share something?
I'm still here. No, I'm enjoying listening.
Okay. And I was, Sharon, did you want to share something about that?
You and I have seen this week. I mean, it's like I would reach out to people and they might not answer, or they might answer a week from whatever. Everyone I reached out to today answered today. It was all about something very positive.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew it was going to be good, and within 2 or 3 minutes of my sending out an email, they answered the email. Even people that I haven't talked to in a couple of years answered right away and said, oh, great, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Right away. And so today was great. I mean, today was really like, okay, this is truly the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel very excited. I feel very excited as though something magnificent is about to, that I'm just waiting for this big prize, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels good, and my love self feels good about it. My energy feels good about it, and I'm finding that I am able more so lately to push ego out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll get caught up in ego for a second, and then I'll say, "Wait a minute, is this love or is this ego?"
That is so true. Well, ladies, stay on the line as I take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Are you stressed, tired, need to relax? Peace Be Still, a natural holistic aromatherapy blend, is your answer. My name is Jacqueline Scott, and I have been a faithful user for years. For more information and to purchase Peace Be Still, a wonderful blend for the entire family, go to Amazon.com or call 770-808-8051 today.
Welcome back to Higher Consciousness. This is Professor Jamila Franklin, and our guest this evening is Ms. Sherry Tucker Brown, and we are talking about universal love is the answer. And we also have a wonderful surprise caller, Mrs. Mary Francis, calling us from Pennsylvania, and we'll welcome her to the show. So we're talking about universal love, and we're talking now about how things are happening faster. For those of you who would like to join us, our number is 1-818-572-8023, and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023, and press 1. We would like to hear from you to get your insights and your input regarding universal love and how this love is healing and transformative, and how it can just shift your consciousness and give you exactly what you want in the new year. We're starting up a new year, so the end of the world did happen the way that things used to be. The consciousness is now shifted. There has been a paradigm shift. And for those of you who are not familiar with this concept, please feel free to look up anything about the Mayan calendar and on the internet, and all the sources will give you more information about that. And I think it's so wonderful that we now are saying, okay, we didn't get this as children, probably, the fullness of how we can visualize and stay focused on the love of God and universal love to bring us what we want. But now we got it. We now are seeing examples of it, like you've mentioned, Sherry, and like I've mentioned, you can get what you want. You don't have to beg, borrow, kill or steal. That old aggressive model of chewing people up and spitting them out has fallen along the wayside. And I'm so happy that has. We have now a lot of corporations that even have nonprofit organizations connected to them because they want to give back to the planet. So universal love is the answer to everything that anyone may be experiencing. And I'm not talking about syrupy love. I'm talking about going within and just meditating and getting quiet. And that's one of the things I saw on a Facebook page of mine, just getting silent. Silent and listen have the same letters in them. And when I saw this, I said, wow, that's profound.
Very profound, yes, it is.
Because if you get silent and listen, you have all your answers. They have the same letters. So you need to be silent to listen. And so when we listen, then what we talked about before, the ego edging God out is no longer a major issue. There are so many people who like to stay in control of everything. And as opposed to going with the flow, because there's one thing that I saw recently in terms of the new energy, people who are vibrating at a higher frequency in terms of their consciousness and understanding all of this, who are having problems, are still not flowing with the energy. And I found myself sometimes not flowing with it, and it got to be really, really uncomfortable. So I just say, hey, let me let go of the reins and let go and let God, but not in the old sense of what I used to do. I'm now more focused. So when you say your prayers, listening audience, be more focused. What is your intention? What do you want to happen? And God loves you so much, and I'm not talking about the church form of God, but the inner God. God is within you. Get very focused about what you want. Set your intention. And we talked about this in terms of the law of attraction a couple of weeks ago. But just set your intention, and now you don't have to do anything. I'll give you a concrete example as much. If you are looking for a job, rather than pounding the pavement, calling 1,000 people, all you have to do before you even set pen to paper or before you start typing on the computer, state within yourself, say, okay, I intend to apply to jobs in the computer field. I intend to send out 5 resumes. I intend to get 5 responses. Set your intention, and then say to your God within you as well as in your prayers, thank you, God, I know that it is so. And put universal love on the situation. And know, when you put universal love on the situation, instead of stress, instead of fear, instead of anxiety, instead of panic, you have to get the best and highest outcomes. And so you
feel good about it.
And feel very excited about it. But we work the opposite. We get excited after we see the desired outcome. So this is walking in that nebulous area called faith, that area of uncertainty, where people a lot of times don't feel comfortable. It's seeing the things before they happen. And in religion, and I'm not religious, I'm very spiritual, but in religion people say, oh, yeah. But then most people, they have to see it first before they can get excited about it. So we're saying now the opposite. To get excited, because you know it's already done. It's already done on the level of the invisible in the area of faith. You see what you desire, and then put love on it, universal love and gratitude, and get excited about it because it's already done. Now, that takes practice.
And also what I was talking about earlier, Jamila, in terms of being of service to each other.
Yes.
From our conversation on Friday, I just listened on your behalf, and something directed me to something online, and I shared it with you, and then you went to it, and it was like you got this overwhelming feeling from it. So it was, we were listening, and it was in a whole other area that I work in that you hadn't worked in, but I said, I bet she can do this, and you got this overwhelming excitement and feeling that, yes, this is wonderful.
And that's one of the things I want to share with the listening audience that Sherry does. Sherry is such a phenomenal person. She owns her own consulting firm, like I said, and I teach part-time at colleges, and I also have my own businesses as well. So when people are in this field like we are, you have to either firmly believe what you say, because you don't have a consistent paycheck coming in. So you have to work the universal principles, because there's not a consistent check that comes in every week or every at the end of the month. It comes, and when it rains, it pours, but then there are dry periods as well. And Sherry is so phenomenal. She does fundraising for those of you who may have a fundraising concern. She works with foundations, and she's worked with the Legal Defense Fund in the past and done some fundraising for them. And she also does event planning for large corporations. But she was, and I had said that I wanted to reinvent myself in terms of going after major contracts with corporations, because I do life coaching and I'm a psychotherapist and have my own clinical practice. So I wanted to do that, and Sherry was saying, okay, let's think about something. I know of some foundations, but that was because she was listening, and I was listening, and I was open, and universal love opened up this new avenue for me to now reinvent myself, to do something with foundations. But because we were listening, we were tapped into the universal love, I heard, I didn't let ego get in the way by saying, okay, you know, based on my background and my degrees, I should know this, and I shouldn't be having a problem. Because God was shifting me out of some old areas. He was saying, Jamila, 2012 is over. I want to take you to another level. So you got to let go of what you feel comfortable in. And Sherry was able, when she presented it, I've never done that before. I've never done the foundation thing before. It never came to me. But because I asked the Most High, Jehovah, God, Allah, and I listened. Silence. Remember what we said? Being silent means to listen. Same word, same letter. Uh-huh. I became contemplative. I listened, and I heard God speaking through her. God speaks through people. We pray, and then a little child can give you an answer, and we brush it away. Oh, that's not the answer. Or you can get it through a book or through a television show. But because we're telling God how to give it to us, we miss out on it. And with universal love, what Sherry and I know to be true, even though when it's uncomfortable, when you ask, you're going to receive, because that is the will of the Most High God, to give you what you ask for, and you're going to get the best and the highest. So anyone who is looking for any support regarding fundraising and regarding contracts, those kinds of areas, and event planning, anything in those areas, and Sherry's website we're going to give again too, and it's on the website. She can be of invaluable assistance, and because she comes from the heart chakra, I love working with her, because she works with you, and she is compassionate, and she's giving, and she's kind, and you know that you're in excellent hands. She gives just for the sake of giving, and she gives from the heart. And so that, and she's in alignment with universal love. So that's the reason today everybody she reached out to, and I'm talking about millionaires and whatever, Sherry's well connected, they responded to her because she's in alignment. And she's now doing, and I am too, because we give, and we've never asked for the big things from the universe, from God. So now we're saying, okay, God, and universe, God is responding. We have not because we ask not. And we you don't have to beg. Like I said, that's conditional love. That's human love. Begging somebody, crying and pleading. Oh, you have the wailing wall. You don't have to do that. All you have to do is just ask and believe that you received it. I have another caller on the line. Good. Good evening. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. This is Professor Jamila Franklin with our guest Sherry Tucker Brown. And Ms. Mary Frances is on the line too. How are you? Hello?
Hello. Hi, this is a Fern Holder. I go by Fern. We met over the weekend in Roswell.
Right, with the book. How are you?
I am well. It's my first time calling in, and I was kind of late when I remembered, oh, my goodness, I need to get on there and listen. And so I wanted to call in and let you know that I am listening.
Oh, thank you.
And I also wanted to share something with you.
Please do. Please. This is a lovely young lady who has a book, and I'm going to invite her on one of my future shows, too. I met her over the weekend. So please do.
Okay, well, what I wanted to say is that when you think of everything that's going on around the world, when you think of war, famine, bigotry. And then you ask yourself, you know, what's missing? Why are all these things happening? And the answer is, or what's missing is universal love.
Correct.
Because universal love is really the only thing that you can share with everyone. And I'm not sure if you guys had touched on this before I started to listen, but our understanding of love is very, very misconstrued because we have fooled ourselves into thinking that love is what we see, mostly material things.
Exactly.
Instead of what we experience and what we feel. You know?
Exactly.
And love is so important to grow as an individual, to grow as a parent, as a lover, as a friend, you know, as a person. And it doesn't mean that you can't appreciate material things, but you
right.
have to be able to put them in their proper place. Because
exactly.
you can be happy with those material things. But if you don't have love, you can't truly be happy. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, and God wants us, God, Jehovah, Allah, wants us to be comfortable.
Exactly.
So it's not that we're not supposed to have the material things. It's just that he wants us, he, she, it, mother, father, mother, God, as I say, wants us to be comfortable. But also to share.
And people, it just seems like that people need to remember this, especially nowadays when we're bombarded with so much on television, on the radio, wherever it is. If you don't have your mind right or your mind set where you can separate something, you can definitely just fall into the trap into believing that some of what you see, you know, or some of those material things are actual or so important, or, you know, you just got to hold on to them and just be hogging onto those things and not really understand that, okay, I need to go back into myself, you know, put those
right.
things where they belong and understand that, okay, I can be happy without those things. But if you don't have love, trust me, you will never know what happiness is. So, and that is, you know, sharing it with your friends, or sharing it with your family, sharing it with neighbors, and just being generous and just helping someone when necessary. And definitely loving yourself, and that is so key. Because a lot of times, you know, we look for love, or we're trying to get someone to love us, and we forget that we need to start loving ourselves. I'm sorry?
I said first and foremost.
Exactly. I mean, self-love is the beginning of it all, because without that, you can't really fully express it to someone else.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. And Jamila touched on it earlier, too, with the Mayan, you know, that we've moved out of one consciousness into another consciousness. And although all this so-called, quote-unquote, negativity is going on around the world, that, too, is slowly shifting as well. And we started to see it in the Middle East, where people are saying to dictators, no more.
Exactly. I mean, things like, you know, even this radio, this blog talk radio, I mean, it's another way for people to tune in and just hear something different.
Right.
I'm sure some of your listeners, either the ones listening now or the ones who will listen to this later on, something will resonate with them. And I think that's the beginning phase of people to shift, you know, their perception of things, especially when it comes to love, because that is really the beginning of a lot of the solution to a lot of the problems that we have right now. Now, it might sound really simple in some ways if you're not consciously where you're supposed to be. I mean, it really is that simple. If you're not consciously there, then it will be a lot tougher. But, it starts with realizing that love is so important to everything in life.
It is. Love, as a matter of fact, when people study quantum physics, it's interesting because now science is giving the language to what we intuitively have felt since birth. So people who are into the science, they try to minimize what quantum physicists have to say. But quantum physicists are the ones who really, really give the language to metaphysics and to love. They've done studies. They showed a study, and I've forgotten, I,
I think his name was, it's a Japanese researcher, Dr. Moto, I think it was his name. But anyway, they show the molecules of water.
Oh, well, yes, yes.
And then they showed the molecules of the water after they had said a loving prayer. The clusters of the molecules shifted. And they now have done different studies of showing how prayer has shifted. They've had amoebas, and they've prayed over them, and they've seen how they've shifted. And so these are things so-called that don't have an intelligence, which can't be influenced by the power of suggestion, so straight energy. So now they're being able to show people who have doubting minds how this thing works, because love is the essence of everything in the universe. And there are only two emotions, so, and they are love and fear. So everything emanates from those two. Everything that's positive and high vibrational emanates from the energy of love. And everything that's low vibrational, hate, chaos, confusion, strife, and all those things come from fear, the fear energy. So now they're able to look at it in the laboratory, and they're doing studies now, and they're trying to really quantify and qualify God. I mean, because, you know, the brain, which is finite, tries to understand something infinite. I know that's funny to me. You're trying to define God who created you. But anyway, so they for some doubting Thomases, they have to have have that for their minds, because they're linear in their thinking. So with this, they did this water study, and that's for any of the listening audience. All you have to do is go online, and I think his name is Dr. Moto, but that study was on over 30 or 40 years ago. So, and they've done more studies to show how this energy called love transforms people. It changes your DNA. It changes your life. It's not the emotional love that I'm talking about. It's the universal love that connects everything on this planet and in all the other galaxies together. So with this new energy, because we now are shifting out of that fear energy of people being afraid, you know, because we had 8 years of the previous presidency where people were afraid. They were afraid to talk. They were constantly bombarding people with fear. And what fear does is it breaks down your cells. People were afraid to do anything. They were afraid for their jobs. They were afraid for everything with the advent of 9/11. And they kept that fear thing going. They kept it going. And they know, because they know how to do this mastermind thing. And people wouldn't talk to their neighbors. They were afraid of people with Muslim names, because you know how that works. If I'm afraid of you, I then would not join with you to see what the real issue is. And so yes. I keep you separated and fragmented, so you can't come together as a group and then see what the true issue is. With this past election, people from those marginalized groups, who were women, people of color, people with different sexual preferences, we all came together. That fear tactic no longer worked. And so now they're panicking, because now all these groups now, the people who were controlling things, are in a minority. And they're panicking. Mm-hmm. So now we
because
see
their energy is shifting and being moved out.
Exactly, Sherry. It's being shifted and moved out, because we have said as a group that we're going to use love. Even though some people still may have some reservations about people, they're enjoying this energy of not feeling weighed down by hate or fear or suspicion. People are not talking to their neighbors. You know, people can be dead in houses for days and people not know it because they don't talk to their neighbors. Now people, I see the lightheartedness of it. People are shifting more now. They're speaking to each other like we used to. But they had this country under fear for at least 10 years, and people were so afraid to move, to talk, to say anything against the government or whatever, because they knew they would be penalized. And that was to keep people from understanding their power, because it was known if everybody got together with universal love and saw each other as example, as an extension of each other, because that's all we are, and embrace each other, we're one, and not be afraid, then no one can oppress you. So this universal love is much bigger than any of us, and once we truly get it, like you do so well with the sharing in your businesses, once we really understand it, and people are coming into it now, there's no stopping you. No one can stop you. They can make it uncomfortable, but then the universe will open up other opportunities like we've seen, Sherry. you know. Mm-hmm. Once we know the truth, because everything else is a lie. All that stuff is a lie mm-hmm. about how they can control. It's not true. Once we understand our power as a people, as a humanity, and to hold on to the universal love, that if you have love in your heart, your enemies become your footstools. And I'm not saying
that
people...
And you can bring people together. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I'm not saying that you have people mistreat you. I don't believe in that, abuse you. It means that they will either succumb to the love that they feel, because you can feel this love, or they will mm-hmm. move out of your life. One of the two things. So you would not become their footstools. You become more empowered. And people at the top know this. They've studied everything we're talking about. They've studied metaphysics. They've studied... the Masons have studied this, and they know all of this. And it's to keep the masses, as the DVD, The Secret, talked about, in the dark, and to keep us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm so impressed with what you do, Sherry, because your work, you come from the heart center, and you've always have done it. And that's how we connected years ago when I lived in Boston.
Years ago.
years ago, even though we both are just 25. I was going to say 12, but that's okay. Yeah, we're child prodigies, everybody. See, we just started early. From the womb, we came out, we're like indigo children, so we're child prodigies. But the whole thing is that you've always had that as the core of who you are, the love.
Mm-hmm.
And what you said about the woman on the Shark Tank, people are now gravitating towards people who have the humanistic, loving energy. And they're seeing you don't have to be ruthless to be a millionaire.
No, not at all.
You don't have to be mean.
She hasn't been. Mm-mm.
Right. Oprah is doing this. She's showing it. You don't have to be cutthroat to be successful.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
The Donald Trump model does not have to be your model. You don't have to just be ruthless and destroy everybody to get to the top. There's enough to go around for everyone.
There's always the fear of failure.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Always a fear of failure for to be successful. And I find that the road to success is not really straight. There's always a curve for failure. And there's a root cause of confusion. And there are speed banks called friends. And you have red lights called enemies. And you have caution lights from the family. And you
mm-hmm.
have black cars from staff. But if you have a spear and determination, then you can reach your road to success.
Mm-hmm. That was very nice. The analogy of the light.
A lot of young people who don't have love for one another, and they really compete with, it's my way, and I'm going to do it my way, and I'm going to get there first, regardless of what it does to you.
Right.
That's
those are perfect examples. Mrs. Francis, I think that is so true. And what you said is just so powerful, especially for people who are listening or will be listening later on with the archive show, that you don't have to do the competition. What the universe, God, Jehovah, Allah, the Most High,
mm-hmm.
has for you, everyone, you will get it. You don't have to compete like that. It is yours.
Right.
You don't have to
right.
knock someone out of the way or rob someone or undermine someone to get yours, because you know what happens? When you do it that way, you're always looking over your shoulder. Because
right.
you know what? There's someone bigger than you, badder than you, more fierce
right.
than you, who's coming after
right.
you, because you've set that negative ball into motion. You've set it
right.
into motion.
Absolutely correct.
And when you use universal love, every night I can put my head on my pillow and sleep peacefully. Because I know I have not intentionally wronged anyone. I don't have to worry mm-hmm. about tomorrow, about who's going to be looking for me or what have I done to
mm-hmm.
someone. I don't have any of those fears and those concerns and worries. And if I have unintentionally done something to someone, you know, the universe knows my heart. So it wasn't an intentional move. And if I know about it, I would gladly apologize. So I'm telling young people now, and people of all ages, that we don't, that old model, that ruthless model, you know, you just bite them and do whatever it takes, like Ms. Francis said, to climb to the top. The universal love lets you know you don't have to do that, that love conquers all, and that what is yours is already there. All you have to do is believe it and move towards it. And if someone has wronged you, just say, okay, I see that the person has wronged me, but you know what I now see? People in your life, people have two roles. They are either your teacher or they're a mirror. And when I saw that recently, I said, that is so powerful. They're either teaching you something about yourself or about life, or they're just reflecting what's on the inside of you and you haven't come to grips with it. Those are the only two roles. So then when you see that, there's nobody to fear or fight or to despise because it's all positive. If they're teaching you something about yourself by their being unkind to you, then you just learn the lesson and then they move out of your life. If they're reflecting to you what you have on the inside of you and if you don't feel comfortable with it, just change it.
That's interesting because yesterday on Super Soul Sunday, there was a rerun that Oprah was doing with people who had NDEs. This was a show she had back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And they all said the same thing, that when they first were crossing over NDEs, near-death experiences, when they were first crossing over, they saw a 360, all of them said it, a 360-degree panorama of their life.
Yes.
Up until that point. And up until that point, they saw their lives through the eyes of people they had interacted with.
Wow.
And yeah, so that if you were kind to someone, that they saw you as kind, or if you were mean to someone, they saw you as mean. And one of the guys, he had an NDE twice, and he said the first time he didn't get it, the second time, I guess he had to go back the second time because he was still a mean person, and now he's no longer mean. Because he saw in the 360-degree panorama of his life exactly how he was treating someone else and how through their eyes. And so you're absolutely right, Jamila. It's all universal love, and we all need to treat each other the same way through universal love.
Right.
And then so when I saw that thing about those who either a teacher or a mirror, I said, whoa.
Yeah, right.
Because that makes you take full responsibility for your life. Then you have
no
excuse.
You pointed that out to me today, Jamila, in a conversation. You said, was he a teacher or a mirror? And I said, no, it wasn't a mirror. It was definitely a teacher. And now then I had to go and think about what my lesson was.
And see, that makes most of us feel uncomfortable because we're like, okay, you know, because we want to be mad at the person. Because people do some really unkind things. And I'm not saying that we are to say, okay, you know, someone stepped on my foot and I'm going to laugh. Ha, 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 ha. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, okay, if that person stepped on your foot and it felt uncomfortable and then you keep going to the person's office and he keeps stepping on your foot, why are you going to the office? So that makes us take responsibility and think about why we keep putting ourselves in certain situations. If you know, and then we have to sit back and say, oh, okay. Because people can only do things to us because we are unaware or aware. But if we don't like the treatment, that's the universal love of God within us saying, I have something better for you. But it makes us feel uncomfortable because we've gotten used to the energy. And even though it may not be the best energy, it's familiar. And a lot of us don't like going into unknown territory. That's why faith is so uncomfortable for a lot of us, because myself too, we're very linear in our thinking. We like to know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the story. We don't like surprises. So when we step into the unknown,
it's a world of surprises. They always end up being good, but we still want to know how is this going to end. So when I saw a mirror or a teacher, I said, wow. And I looked at all of my things in my life, and everyone was a mirror or a teacher. So then I had to relinquish it. So when we relinquish it using that, we're using universal love and seeing we are all connected. And people are in our lives for a reason or a season or a lifetime. But then we take our power back. We're not saying, okay, she mistreated me, or he left me in this relationship, or this person terminated me, or whatever. It's like, okay, this didn't work out because God was saying, let it go, Jamila. I have something better for you. But you wouldn't let it go, so I had to end the job. Or I had to have the relationship end. Because what I have better for you, you would not let it go to get to the next level due to fear. So I got that. I'm like, okay, I got it. So now I don't have to be mad with anybody. Because it's all for my greater good. Because
correct.
Universal love is always going to give me. God is always loving, and universal love means I only want the best. It's our perception that's skewed. It's the perception.
It is, and all of this is not real anyway. It's what we make of it. So
it's what we make of it. And so now, you know, I'm on my second leg of my journey. I'm saying, okay. It doesn't make it feel less painful. No, I still shed tears about some things, but at least now I have a better understanding. I don't see the universe and God working against me or punishing me. Like in some religions, God is a vengeful God. No, the God that I know is not that. The God is saying, I'm trying to grow you, but if you don't let it go to see the greater good of the whole experience, then you're going to misunderstand it. I'm like, oh, I'm now getting it. It's all for my greater good, because you love me so much. It's universal love. It's not conditional. I don't have to be a straight A student for you to get your love. I don't have to be picture perfect to get your love. I don't have to be, you know, an Oprah to get your love. I could just be me, and you're gonna love me no matter what. That's unconditional love. So everything that you bring to me, God, universe, Most High, Allah. It's all for my greater good. I just have to reframe it.
Absolutely.
I have to see it in the context of teacher or mirror. And those are both very positive. They can be painful based on how much I let go or don't let go. But it's positive because I see both are showing me that you got something better for me. And I need to just pay attention. And see it from that perspective, not from the lack of consciousness like you're trying to, you're a vengeful God, you're waiting, you're sitting on a throne, you're waiting to send thunderbolts to knock me out, you know, to take from me and to punish me. No, that's not it at all.
Or you'll get it in the next life.
Yeah.
When God is saying, no, you can have it right here and right now, and that's what
exactly.
Jesus, who was one of many teachers, prophets who came to teach us, said. And, you know, people have misconstrued what the teachers have said as well.
Exactly. Because what we do is we, you know, anthropomorphize everything. We make God into a human being. God is not a human being. And that's the thing. That's our arrogance. We take angels, archangels, and our spirit guides and whatever, and we put human attributes on them. They ain't human people. They're not human.
And they don't judge one way or another. And they don't judge. They're just here to help.
They don't judge. They don't do the crazy stuff that we do. They're not up there having a conference call talking about us like that. You know, your guy has nothing better to do but sit there and think about how many deviant things he can do to Jamila. That's not the way it goes. That's not the way it goes. But that's what we do. We put our human attributes on deities because of our finite understanding. And I tell people, you have a finite brain. You can go to a certain level in terms of understanding the infinite. But you can't go all the way up there. You can have it. So that's the best. So for me, I've decided just to allow the love to come in. So the Most High can show me. I can't tell God what God to. No.
I can tell God what I want, but I can't tell God how to do it or whatever. You know,
and
how
and who to bring it through.
And who to bring it through. Exactly, Jerry. And Missy, hear me. Oh, I'm dead on time. Okay, it was supposed to happen on July 13th at 2 a.m. It didn't happen, God, so what's up?
Right, excuse me, it's September. What is
right.
this?
Right. Right. See, that was, and I'm in recovery for that. I'm in recovery from trying to talk out the time.
Me too.
See, I'm having an issue, and I know that's one of my pet peeves. And they just suspect themselves, because she'll get it eventually, because she knows I'm coming through, but not on her watch. And we intellectually understand that. But then whenever it shows up, it's always far better than you can ever dream. And so with universal love, the whole premise of universal love is to just to know that that being, that energy is so loving, you can't even fathom what that's like until you experience it. The human love pales in comparison to it, because I've experienced it. It pales in comparison to it. There's nothing human that's comparable. That when people do unconditional love in relationships, they're allowing the love of the universe to flow through them. But without that, we couldn't even do that, because we have judgment.
Mm-hmm.
We judge.
Mm-hmm. We do judge.
We judge. And we don't mean to, but we do. And when you get the ego out, edging God out, and allow the universal love to flow, everything just falls into alignment. And so now businesses like yours, Sherry, businesses like mine, businesses like all my friends that are coming that have at the center of it to help humanity and to get paid, because I don't believe that you need to be poor. I don't believe in that, because I don't believe in poverty. I don't believe in that. I believe that everything in the universe is abundant, and there's no recession, like Michael Beckwith says. There's no recession in heaven, so there's no recession here. As below, as above, so below. I don't believe in that. It has nothing to do with the economy. It's a consciousness. There are 15.5 million millionaires in America, and most of us don't even know who those people are. You only know of a few of them. They're 15.5.
Well, you get some rewards, and they don't have to be monetary, you know?
Most definitely.
Absolutely.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. I think we can have it all. See, I'm just wild enough to believe that we can have it all, that we can have joy, we can have peace, we can have harmony, we can have prosperity, we can have divine health, we can have divine wealth, we can have the life that Christ, who is just one of the prophets, he's not the only one, who said, all these things I give you, you can have these things and more. And Prophet Muhammad, there were different prophets, and Buddha, they all said the same thing. It says based on your consciousness.
True.
So you can have everything that you want, as long as you're coming from a space of love and allowing the divine, loving universe flow through you. Because then you don't have to hustle. You don't have to work 50 hours a week.
And
because
you
can
share
in 20 and get the same amount of money, because you're allowing God to do it. I'm into working smarter and not harder.
Because
mm-hmm. you don't have to hustle like that, because you end up wearing yourself out, and then you don't have any quality time for you. So the new paradigm, 2013, is telling us, wake up and let's do it differently. This is the beginning of a new world.
Right, a world that's now going to be doing more nurturing, less battling, less negativity, more positiveness, and more loving of each of ourselves and each other, and serving each other as well.
And that's the thing, too. It's not like what Mrs. Francis has said, too, about sometimes, and it's not just the young people, you know, old people, young people, middle-aged, whatever. Some people are so narcissistic and so into their own world that they, like, I got mine, so they have to get theirs. No one on this planet is independent. Everyone is interdependent.
Mm-hmm.
Because in order for you to get on the bus driver had to open the door.
Mm-hmm.
True.
And in order for you to go to the grocery store and purchase, the cashier had to wait on you. So you have to depend on someone for something. In order for you not to have your trash flowing out in the street, the trash people had to come to pick it up. So you have to depend on people for something. So people will say, I got mine by myself. So there's no such person.
you're depending upon something. Even if you're living out in the woods, you're depending upon nature to meet your needs. There's no one that's doing it all on their own. And we have to get rid of this narcissistic notion that we're doing it on our own, we're not receiving any help from anything, because that's not compassionate, that's not loving, and it's not true. It isn't true. But we've been programmed to do that.
And they also see themselves as separate from the whole. They see themselves separate.
Exactly.
And we're not separate. We're one.
Exactly.
We're all interconnected. We're connected. We're of the same energy, and that's why, as you said too, that's where God lives, in our heart chakra, in our soul. That's where lives within us.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then we each one teach one. And reach one, because of the work that you've done, excuse me, in helping me, you know, it's being reciprocated in terms of my working with you and helping you. And as
yes,
I benefit,
absolutely.
You benefit both in terms of feeling good about it and also in terms of monetary exchange, because I do believe on this planet you do need to have a form of monetary exchange. I cannot go to the bank and say peace and love and pay my mortgage. They're looking at me like I'm crazy. They want their money. So there has to be some kind of form of monetary exchange at the same time, because sometimes people will make people who are into spirituality try to make us feel guilty by charging. I said, no, I have skills, and I'm very good at what I do. So I need to, in exchange for my imparting my knowledge and giving you this information, there's a monetary exchange for it. Or bartering, or however we set it up, but see, that's a lack of consciousness. When we try to get something for nothing, and usually people who do that always are at the lower rung of the ladder, and they're always struggling because they're trying to get something for nothing, and they want you to pay them, but they don't want to pay you, or they don't want to have some form of exchange. And with the universe, you have to create a void in order for it to fill it up. You want something, you create that void. And then the universe, God, is going to give you something in exchange for it. And so what you do, Sherry, that's so wonderful, like I'm encouraging people to contact you, is you always have given. You know, you've always given from the heart. You've always shared your information as a business person, you know, who's in human services and with your background in counseling and whatever. You just always have given. Ever since I've known you, you've always been just really, really free-flowing, and you've given, and it's paid off. And Mrs. Francis, in your profession as a nurse, you've done the same thing, because nursing is not an easy profession. So you've given.
Not.
And it is a service profession, so you're always giving.
It's a service. It's a service to others.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you've given as well. And so what happens is that you know, the universe is saying, God is saying, okay, job well done, my faithful servant. And so we have to understand that with universal love, you don't have to get angry with anybody, especially with this new paradigm. All you have to do is release them to the universe and just release them in love, because love is so powerful. Love transmutes and reverses everything that's low vibrational. I've seen people try to do things to me that have been low vibrational, and it's okay. It's never worked. It's never worked, you know, because it's just okay, God, you know, you can take care of this. I'm going to step away from it.
Absolutely.
Because I'm not a person that is involved in drama and all of that stuff. That's just not who I am. I don't think it's necessary. And what years later, those people will be still at the same place doing the same thing, and you've evolved and gone on to another level.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still there doing the same thing, being unhappy and creating chaos and havoc for someone else. And you've gone, and God has taken you 4 and 5 steps higher. In every case, I've seen that happen. In every case, for people, friends of mine and for myself, when I've looked back, I said, wow, they're still stuck back there, either emotionally, financially, or physically. Because what we're learning now is that you don't have to do tit for tat or hate. All you have to do is respond in kindness and love, not the human love, but just say, okay, the universal love, which transmutes everything, and it nullifies anything that is not of love. If someone comes to you with something that's not loving and you respond in love, it nullifies everything. Like if you talk to a clerk.
We also have to respect
exactly.
Loving one another.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, that's so true. I've noticed when I've gone to stores and people have been in a not too happy mood and I say, "Hi, how are you?" They don't know what to do. You know, they're like, "Oh my God, this is somebody speaking to me." And you, especially if they're programmed with a typical response, they freeze. They're like, "Oh, what am I supposed to do?" Because they're used to people being rude. So when you respond differently, "Hi, have a great day," I've noticed that people sometimes just stop. They will respond in kind later. But initially, they're caught off guard because they're not used to it.
That's interesting because that's what I learned in graduate school counseling years ago. My professor, I still remember Julie, said that. He said, "You ever go in a store and somebody's all crabby and everything?" He said that's when it's good to use a good counseling situation. You just look at them and say, "Wow, you've been having a really rough day today, haven't you?" And you're right. They just change right away, and they say, "Yeah, I am." They said, and he used to teach us, "Become the counselor. Become the counselor."
It's like an instant practicum right there, a learning experience.
Absolutely.
A learning tool. And so we're going back to those ways. Like I've told some of my students when I teach my class in psychology, you know, at the colleges, I said sometimes people are so programmed to have rote responses. They ask you, "How are you?" And I said, "You can say, I'm about to drop dead." "Okay, good. Have a good day." They haven't heard a thing you said.
They didn't hear you.
They haven't heard that you have said. Just try it. They haven't heard a thing that you've said. They've programmed in their brain their responses, you know, because they don't want to hear, because it means it's going to have to require some connection. And we're so programmed not to be connected. And so now with this new energy on the planet, I'm seeing people soften, you know, in one step at a time. And I'm now making a commitment to do that with everybody that I meet when I walk my dog during the day. You know, I wave at all the cars and whatever. You know, it's because I'm not looking for them to do it. I need to do it. Let it begin with me.
You're right. That's the
Let
song.
It begin
that's
with me.
That's a song from Unity and Religious Science too.
Yeah,
let it begin with me. That's how they end the service.
So Cheryl, I want you to give your information, contact information, because we have 8 minutes left. I want you to give your contact information and how people can get in touch with you before the time is up.
Okay, they can call us at the Tucker Brown Group, which is area code 508-888-6384. That's 508-888-6384. Or they can email us at TuckerBrown@comcast.net. That's one word, Tucker Brown, no E on the end of Brown, @comcast.net. Or our website, which is the Tucker Brown Group, one word, thetuckerbrowngroup.com. And I very much appreciate this. I've enjoyed this conversation. I enjoyed meeting the other ladies on the phone. I hopefully will get to see Miss Frances this summer on the Vineyard. And
thank you.
I'm 20 minutes from Woods Hole, so it's not a big deal. And I appreciate, and I hope to get to Atlanta, to Stone Mountain in particular, sometime soon as well to see Jamila in person.
And to see your little nieces, your canine niece and your feline nieces.
Well, the canine maybe, yes, you know, me and cats, I don't know what it is. I think I lived in Egypt at one time.
as the mind would just, they don't understand. They're like, of course you love us. Of course you do. Of course you do.
But thank you very much, and I very much enjoyed this conversation, and I look forward to more higher consciousness shows to participate in the conversation.
Yeah, well, we have a couple of minutes left. We have about 6 minutes left, and I am so happy to have had the opportunity, Sherry, to have you on, because I know you all, you always call in and have been so supportive, not only of the show but of me, and we've done work together, and we're going to the next level with our business for our business ventures. I'm sorry?
I said we'll be doing more as well.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Yes.
Most definitely. Mrs. Francis, thank you so much for calling in.
I enjoyed listening to both of you. I certainly did. The information was very helpful, and I will continue to tune in. And thank you for inviting me to listen. And have a good evening. And thank you very much.
Oh, you are so, so welcome. And tell others to listen in either via computer
or
on the phone. And we have the thing, too, is that so people who call in, and then we have people who listen via the computer. What I used to do is tell people several times throughout the show to feel free to call in, and some of my friends later would tell me, Jamila, we just love listening. Don't tell us to keep calling in. We will call in if we want to. So I said, okay. And then I would see my numbers, and I then know that people are definitely listening. But sometimes people just want to hear the information, and then if they need further clarity, they will call in. And then people who listen after the show is off the air and listen to the archive shows, then they can get in touch with us. I am so, so very happy that I brought in the new year with you two beautiful ladies, and with Fern, who was on the line earlier, and with those listeners who are listening via computer. I'm just so very, very thankful. The Higher Consciousness Radio Talk Show is going to get into a lot of wonderful, different topics for 2013. The show that I'm going to have next week is going to talk about the healing powers of Reiki, because I am a Reiki master, and I'm going to give more people information about Reiki and energy medicine. And also what I'm going to do in the future with Higher Consciousness is I'm setting up like a study group for people who want to get more information about some of my services, and people who also would like to find out about appointments, how they can meet with me privately. I do life coaching as well, so even if someone lives in another state or overseas, because this is worldwide, this show goes around the world, so people who live in another country as well, I can do life coaching with you as well, or private counseling, because I have a master's degree in counseling psychology, and that's what I do with my private practice. So I'm interested in talking with people about your issues privately, and also we're going to have, like I said, a little group. I've set it up on Facebook so people can communicate between each other in the Higher Consciousness group. I have some people that are already there, but they're not. They haven't been participating actively, but I'm going to really encourage that for the future. And in future shows, in 3 weeks, we're going to have part two of the near-death experience, because that show was so exciting and spellbinding. And then we're going to have the publisher of the Aquarius Metaphysical magazine, who is a wonderful person, come on, and we're going to have a person who is one of her seconds, one of her psychics also come on. So we have a lot of very interesting shows for the year. And I would like to thank Sherry Tucker Brown for being such a phenomenal guest. Thank you so very much. And Mrs. Francis, so until next time, have a great evening, everyone, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. And take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why